Tales of the Gearloch by Acting Strange Theatre Company. You old bastard. Come on, I want to show you the cellar. You see, you're not alone, my Tory friend. There. See? You aren't alone. Only this one is going to live. Aren't you, boy? Hodder. Poor guy. Says little else. Can't move from there either. That fucker in the freezer stuck the spade in his back when I was burying him. Hodder. And this is the fucker I told you about, fella. Hodder! Hodder! Aye. Calm down now. He can't harm us. His money is now resting our wee account across the water. Just like the money your wife is going to sign over. Did I ever tell you about when I was on a mission, son? Blower, you like this wee tale. Hodder? Well, me and Clark, we were great buddies. We knew each other since we were wee bairns. God, when this happened, we weren't that old. About 10 or 12. Anyway, we loved the superheroes. Clark, of course, loved Superman. He said his ma named him after Superman because he was his uncle. But he didn't know I knew his ma named him after the shoe shop. That's where he was born. It was a bit of a surprise. She didn't even know she was pregnant. Anyway, one day Clark has this idea. He said, I know how we can be superheroes. His ideas were always great. Like the time we wanted to go and see Laurel and Hardy in the pavilion, and we hid in the back of the breed van. How were we to know it was going to Edinburgh? But it was great. We went up to the castle and saw Hodder. Aye. Sorry, I'm getting a wee bit waylaid. Anyway, we used to collect the American superhero comics. One of them was about that Spider-Man and how he got his powers. Clark said, there is no spiders that bite over here, so we have to make do. That's why we stole Grayson's fox terrier. It hated everyone but Grayson. It was a real struggle to muzzle the bugger, but we managed to do it with a bit of twine. Anywho, I said to Clark, what about the nuclear chemicals the spider eats before it bites Spider-Man? He'd already thought of that. We hauled Grayson's dug up to the Calico Works. He weren't allowed in there, of course, but we knew a way through the fence at the back. The back of the factory, this yellow, glowing stuff, gloopy stuff, not like water, but chemicals poured out into the loch. I remember saying to Clark there was a flaw in the plan. I couldn't see it, but I did. Anyway, when we got there, he ducked the dog's head under the stink. The dog struggled and wriggled a bit and lashed out and choked. Then we untied him and he went for Clark first. Jumped up at him and sunk his teeth into his shudder. I grabbed the dog and pushed him under the water. Clark laughed, even though the blood was pishing out of him. Anyway, the dog struggled and wriggled and then Clark said, it's your turn. I let the dog go and it turned on me. And it bit me in the hand and then ran away along the shore howling. Clark said, Jesus, Jack. He said, Jesus, you mustn't taste very good. Hodder! No, that wasn't his plan. The plan had a flaw. But anyway, I went along with it. We jumped the Calico Works big wall. Must have been about 20 feet. really huge to us when we jumped together. At the same time, and as we fell through the sky, Clark was gaining at all this kind of squirty noise, pointing his wrist at the Calico Works factory wall. Well, that's all I remember, till I woke up a few days later.
Oh, dear.
Clark, well, he'd been a good mate. I never saw him again. He was buried when I was knocked out. When I woke up, I had nothing really wrong, but I knew.
Oh, dear.
Aye, the dog died too. The poisons in the Calico Works waste killed it. And the flaw in his plan was that a chemically infected dog doesn't turn you into Spider-Man. But I know that it made me kind of invincible. You know, in the Falklands, no bullet came near me. I just walked across that moor and shot the fuck out those Argies. I'm Wolfman. Only a silver bullet. Grayson's nuclear dug made me invincible. Now, here, I'll put the wee telly on and you can watch your wee Game of Thrones or your Breaking Bad. Which one? Heisenberg. I'll leave you two to get to know each other. I'm away to meet your wife, to get her signature at the pub. Do you want to see her before I do away with her? I guess not. Anyway, I'm off. If I can get through the crowd outside. Those bloody sellout Labour bastards should have known that there would be trouble when they said they would hold on to these nukes.
No, PC Miko, I'm not in control of the crowd. No one is. The fact is, when the Labour government leaked that they were allowing the nukes to stay, the people took control. Some of these people have never been on a demo before.
It's getting dangerous, Caroline. The British Army are issuing orders to protect the docks at any cost. The Scottish government are powerless.
Is that why they've ordered the Scottish regiments to make their way over?
That is for your and these people's protection.
Just what we need. The Commodore and one of our stolen souls.
Peaceful protest is good, people, but in this case unnecessary. The Westminster government acknowledges your fury on how you were fooled before the yes vote. The yes campaign could not deliver something that was impossible. The people spoke. You elected a Labour government who saw sense. A government that understands that the threat from other countries can only be met with nuclear weapons. It was a democratic decision. You voted yes, and then you voted for a sensible pro-nuclear government. Go home! Anyway, this is a wee song to help you on your way.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, people exploding. You're old enough to kill, but not for fun.
God, what's he doing?
Founder, what are you doing? This isn't part of the plan.
Okay, people, gather round. We're on the eve of destruction.
What are these boxes?
Oh, these?
Shit. What is that stuff strapped around them?
These, man? Oh, these are your journey into this place of evil. Just a few canisters of lighter fuel. Enough to bring the fence down and anything within 10 yards of it. And my journey out. We voted for a free Scotland. But we're still in the shackles of this war machine.
Take a look around you, boy.
The war machine has got me free at last. Free at last.
Caroline, are you okay?
Aye.
Further.
Oh, there's a way.
PC Miko, just lie down. They'll be helping the way soon. Jesus, Further, could you not have taken out that tannoy as well?
The fish is down! Let's go!
Ach, it's nice to see you, Maisie. How did you get through all the army folk? And the news people? And the ambulances? And the rubble from the brace? Thank the stars the English saw fit to sail out.
Oh, Dad, never mind the base. What have you done? Your house? Again?
Ah, Maisie, you know me. Can't help myself. Anyone trying to harm folk, well, I have to deal with them.
Dad, I had to keep the kids in the car for 3 hours while I got rid of the bodies.
Well, they weren't all bodies until you decided I had to go.
Well, what were you going to do with Mr. Blower? He would have talked.
Ah, I could have kept him drunk. A wee pet. I get lonely, you know. And as for that woman, I'm glad she had signed the money over to me before you got your hands on her.
I didn't do anything to that fella in bed. He said he was your pal. He told me where the other bodies were. I guess by the way he was nice and comfortable and all that, you want to keep him?
Aye, he's harmless. I'm going to keep him. He's good company. He and I pretend to be in the Game of Thrones. I'm the wolf guy.
Dad, it's going to have to stop. You promised.
Keep your voice down. Aye, I promised. But when I found old Hoder in there, in that hole, covered in mud, with his limbs chopped off, I knew I had to help him. And then the other fella turned up again, looking for him. And then old Blower tries to pull a fast one over the village. And then it turns out both of them have money that I can do good with.
And how do you plan to keep all that money? I mean, you know nothing about banking and offshore accounts.
Old Hoder does. He's an international... Well, was an international banker. He has secret accounts and money trails set up all over the place. That money will all be used for the good of the village. And the first beneficiaries are to be those two young people setting up that Indian restaurant. They are going to find a donation on their doorstep as soon as all of this mess outside is cleared up.
Oh, Dad. Anyway, your house is fine. All the bodies are gone, dissolved in a tub and flushed away.
You deserve a drink. Frackleton, I don't suppose old Blower, God rest his soul, will mind if we crack open his brandy.
Now, Dad, no more of your silliness. I have to go back to Glasgow now the roads are cleared. Get you into your house and feed Hoder, Donald, and get to bed.
Okay, dear. Don't leave it so long the next time. I even have some of that UHT milk for you.
Sorry?
Never mind. Safe home, hen.
Now promise me, no more silliness.
Ah, okay, pet. Though, if I think someone's trying to harm the village or those here...
Oh, Dad, get into the house.
Bye, love.
Bye, Dad.
Our Maisie. She is great at clearing up.
Psst.
Eh?
Psst.
Hello.
Jack, can you help me? I need to use your phone. If I can phone the Commodore down at the shore, they'll have reason to come up into the village. And I can say that some of this hippie scum had tied me up.
And you brought your mandolin and all. Come in, Commodore. I'll make you a wee cuppa. Oh, can you help me with something before you phone? It's down in the cellar.
The Eastern world, it is exploding.
Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fear I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with a world in its grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And yeah, tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so bad, feels a coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating, I can't twist the truth. There's no regulation. A handful of senators don't pass legislation, and the marches alone can't bring integration. And human respect is disintegration, and this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China. Take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You leave it for 4 days in space. When you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drum, the pride and disgrace. You can't bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And yeah, tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction? How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction?
That was an Acting Strange Theatre Company production. Caroline was played by Alex McKenzie. The Commodore, Pauline Bradley. Donald, Robert Alexander. Jack, Neil Anderson. Maisie, Ashley Edgar. Other characters were played by members of the cast. Original music by Tut Vuvuzela.